Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan of Dallas. Joined as always by former Super Bowl winning NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105.3 The Fan of Dallas. And he is the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Brian Broaddus, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thank you very much. Always great to be with you. About to have a draft here pretty soon, aren't we?
We're getting close, man. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I was reading the various, you know, mock drafts that are out there and everything else. And it seems like everybody over the last few weeks has caught on to what we've been saying for about 2 months now, that boy, the pick you feel better about projected right now is 56 than 24. The trendy pick, everybody's putting Jonathan Brooks to this team at 56 now.
Yeah. I think that, I want to ask you this, so Bob, You think we influence people with how we talk about this team?
I mean, you do for sure. You do. I don't. You do.
No, I feel like I just wonder at times. I know there was one time I felt guilty about Bosa, with Joey Bosa that one time.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll be honest. Look, I mean, we I think everybody thinks for themselves, but it's easy to get in an echo chamber.
I would hope that everybody thought of themselves. I mean, the pick of Brooks makes sense, and it kind of, you could connect dots on it. But I wonder, you know, I wonder if they really are going to take a running back in the second round.
They may not. I think they really like that running back though.
I do. I think they like Brooks a lot. I think they like Benson a lot, too. It'll be interesting to see how they have those two stacked. But I hope people out there are kind of giving their own thoughts, their own ideas. I know we're just giving opinions on what we think they're going to do. You know, we have connections that we could talk to. And so I appreciate people with that. But I like people putting together, you know, maybe there is a wild card at 56. You think Peyton Wilson from North Carolina State's a wild card at 56?
I mean, he'd be a blue star special, right? Those are the guys they like. They're second-round picks. They like, let me go get the talented guy that has a flag, either medical or character. Let me go get that guy there. That's the way they like to use those picks. And Jonathan Brooks and Peyton Wilson would fit both of those. We asked Dane Brugler on 105 Through the Fan on Wednesday morning.
That was a good interview, by the way.
He's great, as always. And go check it out. The Beast is out. So you guys need to go ahead and get that. Go to The Athletic, check it out. But we had, you know, I asked Dane that question. I was like, who are the names that make sense as the blue star special for you this year? And the two we threw out were Jonathan Brooks and Peyton Wilson. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's definitely the ones that you would probably zero in on and target. Today we're going to talk about, again, though, some of these first-round grades that we have, Brian. So last time we ran through
inside the bar.
Yep, we ran through the offense last time. So this time we're going to run through the defense. And this is where I think you and I have more of a split than we did on the offense. On the offense, I felt like we generally came down the same, maybe had a couple different ones. But over here is where I think we're going to have a little bit of a split. Not too aggressively, I don't think. But let's start out with the edge rushers, Brian. Who are your first-round edge rushers?
Well, do me a favor, Robert. You go first because my Excel spreadsheet is now pulling up. And if it'll come up here in the next 5 seconds,
I'll give it to you.
And yes, I could tell you. How about that? It actually worked. Usually when you do that. First-round edge rushers, Latu from
and these UCLA. Are in order for you?
Yeah. First round. Latu, UCLA, dealing with a lot of medical things there. Turner, the edge from Alabama. Mm-hmm. And Verse, the edge from Florida State. Those are the three first-round guys that I have.
So I have Verse 1. Mm-hmm. I have Chop Robinson 2. Mm-hmm. And then I have Latu from UCLA third. Those are my three first round edge rushers. I have Dallas Turner in the second round, which I know.
I give you credit for not window dressing your board. If you don't like a guy, that's fine. I mean, that's, you know what I have? I'm going to admit to you, I have my questions about Turner. I think he's a first round player. I think it's a lot closer on my board between Verse and Turner. And I understand what you did and why you put Turner where you did. Because you could watch Braswell play on the other side.
He's better at times.
And he led the SECs in pressure.
Yeah.
And so you could see that he was getting home more often than Turner. The thing I'm betting on Turner is, though, that his game, I think he doesn't play with as much technique as I thought he would.
Turner?
Yeah. And so that kind of bothers me a little bit. You know, when he rushes down the middle, he's not good enough, I don't think.
Technique is an issue with Turner. Yeah. Technique's an issue with Turner. The motor is an issue at times, I feel like, with Turner.
Sure.
He's a little hot and cold. Man, it's really tough. And it's you gotta self-scout and find your own biases and things like that and make sure that you're clear of them. So I know I've been fighting it, but it's really hard, Brian, for me to get the Texas game out of my mind with Turner. He was bad. He was bad in a big game at home. And it's that game in particular has been, you know, really sticks out in my mind. You know, in some instances, there's games that stick out in my mind because of how good they are. Brock Bowers versus Auburn, I've quoted that one. Right. You know, last year we talked about C.J. Stroud versus Georgia. In terms of one where it's tough to get a bad performance out of my head, it's Turner against Texas. Now, look, there's sometimes where that can burn you a little bit. You remember a couple years ago, A.J. Terrell?
Yeah,
where no one could get. I think it was the national championship game or one of those. People couldn't get one of the last games of the season out of their head of him just getting torched, and he turned into a good pro. He turned into a good pro corner, and people
was that the LSU national. Well, that was before
that was.
Was that the same year the LSU national championship game?
I think it was. I think that was the one that people. I can't remember
Chase
now, but
and those guys, yeah,
might have been. And he had a really rough game, yeah, because that would have been. 2020 draft is when he was coming out because he got picked right before, right after Lamb.
Yeah.
So that was one where people couldn't get that game out of their head a little bit. And that's, I've been a little guilty of that with Dallas Turner probably. But we both have Verse and Latu there. Why don't you just give us a quick overview what you like about those players?
Yeah, I will. I'll be happy to do that. I think the thing, you know, when you start to talk about the thing with Latu is that you and I do have some concerns. How is that medical going to fall for him?
Yeah. Cowboys have some concerns about that too.
Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, you look at where this could fall for him. He transferred from Washington. I call him really a no nonsense player. He's relentless in his effort, his pursuit. He's really nonstop in the way he plays. He plays from a 2-point stance quite a bit. That means he stands up. But he's got a pretty explosive first step. They could really cover some ground when he gets off the ball, puts a blocker in some poor positions right off the jump. Difficult guy to stop once he gets going up the field with the speed and the quickness. His length gives blockers trouble. He understands how to break an opponent down. I've seen him swat, swim. Hands are always moving. Doesn't stop with his technique. He's got a little bit of a diverse pass rush set to him by the way he's able to do that. So, you know, those are all the positive things about him. But, you know, when you look back, you know, he's, like I said, he's in 2020, he had a medical history where he had to retire from the game. And he was cleared in 2022, and he's really been dominant since then. But they'll drop him in coverage. He's a much better player when he can rush. That's when he makes the share of his play. So, the medical will tell a lot of his story, a heck of a player. I think some people would compare him to Lucas Van Ness, who came out of Iowa in 2023. If you remember that player well, there's some of that kind of to his.
Yeah, game. I like Latu more than I liked Van Ness.
I did too as well. And you know, so it that's you know that's that's my guy right there. When you like, we talked about Turner and, you know, the things that kind of, you know, I think he could set the edge. I think he can win off the line with quickness. I'd just like to see more pass rush moves for him. But I feel like he's just a little bit more consistency in that area. He does a good job when he can finish. He'll get the ball carry on the ground as a tackler. I've seen him drop in coverage. I don't think that's, again, a very good thing for him. I think he can cover, but I think he does a better job of rushing the passer. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. And you see him line up on both sides of the formation. You see him rush the passer. I felt like his best pass rushes came from the right side. When you talk about him going to both sides, I thought on the right side, he was a little bit better player there. So, you know, that's what you got right there. And then, you know, when you look at with Verse, this guy's got some serious, when you start to talk about his ability to be a complete player, an interesting story, transfer from Albany. And he's explosive. He's relentless. He's super quick off the ball. He can get in a blocker in a hurry. He's got balance. He's got body control. Again, he can play from either side. He's not just a pass rusher smart. He's aware in the running game. He's not going to let the ball get outside of him. Holds his ground. Does stuff on the read option stuff. Reads the play. Reacts to what he sees. A good tackler in the open field. He can finish plays in a hurry. He's a wrap-up tackler in space. All the pass rush moves, he does a nice job of keeping blockers' hands off his body. The counter moves, doesn't get stuck in one spot. He's always working up the field. So, yeah, there's really a lot to like. There's people that compare him to Thibodeau, who came out of Oregon in 2022, the way at 6'4", 254 pounds. So, Turner, Verse, I could definitely see why that you have Verse over Turner on your board.
Yeah, I like Verse a great deal. And like, you know, you talk about there, I think that you see a complete player. I think that what you see is a guy who I like the way that he uses his hands better than Latu.
Yeah.
And that's something that for me that's big with edge rushers when they're coming out is the hand usage and how advanced they are on that front. I think that you see a guy who is really physically gifted in terms of his athleticism, but also with the kind of strength that he plays with and the ability to shed blocks. A lot of times we see guys that when they do get into, you know, a lineman's chest or getting their grip at the college level, they're done. They just don't have the power to get off of those blocks. Or else that's not a problem for Verse. And so I'm a not big fan all. Of Jared Verse.
You should be.
Tell you the guy that I like a lot though is Chop Robinson. I think I like Chop Robinson a lot more than other people do. Because I have him in the first round. He's my number two edge rusher. That to me is just, if you want for me anyway, it's not the same kind of length, but to me, he's a similar player of just like the DeMarcus Lawrence starter kit. And I see a guy who, you know,
I
as much
Verse
as
Verse was that guy. That's who I thought Verse was.
I think there's some similarities between what Verse and Chop Robinson are. I think Verse is better. Like he's more advanced technique wise. That's one of the reasons why I have him above Robinson. But to me, Chop Robinson, there's nobody better getting off the snap in this draft than Chop Robinson. He is so quick. He is so explosive. The issues we saw with Mozzie Smith last year, I know we're talking about different positions, but the issues we saw with Mozzie Smith of last off the ball. And some of that stuff we've seen at Michigan of just last off the ball. I remember Daniel Jeremiah, one of the things that he said was he likes to slow down watching tape of, you know, the snap. And see who's consistently first, who's consistently last.
Right.
It is very, very rare that you're going to see somebody beat Chop Robinson on that defensive line for Penn State. And so I love the snap anticipation. I love the athleticism. I love the motor. There's just a lot that I really, really like about, you know, the leverage, the power, the type of speed that he plays with. And to me, that's a guy who, like I said, That can be a DeMarcus Lawrence starter kit for you and somebody who I think can make an impact right away. But you don't have him as high, I know.
No, he's my fourth guy. And but you
would
know,
he be a 1-2 or is he an easy flat 2?
I think that if we split the 1-2s, I think he would be more of that than just a straight 2. I don't split the grades like that. So he's, you know, when I have 22 grades, he could be player 23, 24, 25, like that, somewhere in that range for me. Probably not that high on him, but I will say this about this guy, and I think that you're absolutely right about the length in his frame, the way that he's really the fast twitch, that ability to get off the snap. He can really gain some ground and direction as a rusher. What surprised me is how tight he plays to blockers. Like, he's almost head up on the tackle. So I think someone's going to get them and they get him and they're going to play him a little bit wider. But his get off, the lower body flexibility, he could dip the shoulder, he could get around the edge, he can accelerate, he can close, he's got the speed to chase from the backside. I just felt like he needed to anchor down. I know you said he probably played the run a little bit better, or he can play the run. I said I felt like he could anchor down a little bit better, but not terrible in that area. There was a handful of finesse moves that he used to win with, the hand swipes, the rips. But he could beat tackles who are weak in their base when he turns speed to power. Very bendy in the corner and stuff like that. So a couple of snaps where I felt like he got knocked off his path a little too easy. And so he needs to kind of make sure of that. People kind of talk about him as like, is it a David Ojabo from Michigan?
Ojabo, yeah, David Ojabo from Michigan.
David Ojabo from Michigan. I always, you know me, I butcher these names. But Ojabo from Michigan in 2023. That type of player, guys are kind of comparing him to.
You are listening to the Love the Star podcast, the Love the Stars and Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.